Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we have the great joy of celebrating this feast, solemnity here, of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And we have the Handmaids of the Immaculate renewing their vows on this day. And we want to look at the message of Our Lady of Guadalupe to see what it has to say about our vow of total consecration to her. Okay, I think Our Lady of Guadalupe can teach us something and prepare us to be totally consecrated to her, to be her instruments, her possession and property. We see with Saint Juan Diego, Our Lady has a mission for him. Right, she wants him to go to the bishop with a message. See, Our Lady has a plan. She has her will. And her will is that a church be built on this hill. Okay, she wants that a church be erected here so that in it I can show and bestow my love, compassion, help, and protection to all who inhabit this land and to those others who love me. All right, so especially for the people of Mexico, the people of that land, but also for others who love me, that they might call upon and confide in me. All right, so that is the will of the Immaculate, that this church be built, and that by means of this place of devotion, she will then mediate grace to the people of that country, and to other souls that love him. Now she's entrusting this mission to Saint Juan Diego, simple, humble soul. She says, "Go to the Bishop of Mexico to make known to him what I greatly desire." Okay, that this is my will. And then what are the words she says to Saint Juan Diego? Go and put all your efforts into this. That is what Our Lady says, does to souls who are totally consecrated to her. She has a mission, and this is what she wants of us. Go and put all your efforts into this. Now, Our Lady very easily could have just appeared directly to the bishop and communicated to him her desire to have a church built, and the bishop would have done it. But instead, she chooses these means, right? Her chosen souls. And she says, go and put all your efforts into this. That's what she expects from Saint Juan Diego. And in his simplicity and humility and generosity of soul, he goes and does it. And he succeeds, right? No, he fails. Our Lady knew he was going to fail. She sent him to failure. Now, why would our Blessed Mother do that? Because she's not interested in success. Okay? She wants virtue. She wants Saint Juan Diego to practice patience, humility, charity, generosity, self-sacrifice. Go and put all your efforts into this. And so he goes to the bishop the first time. And the bishop, you know, we can reasonably understand why he just answered, come another time and I will listen at leisure. And he sends him away. And so Juan Diego goes back. You know, I mean, imagine. See, we read the account and we don't really think about what is going on in the souls. You know, what's going on here? I would imagine that Saint Juan Diego was disappointed, maybe a little stressed out about it. No, he failed in his mission. He failed Our Lady. And so he goes back. And human reasoning, he's thinking, I'm unimportant. This is why the bishop didn't listen to me. Send somebody more important, right? This is our human way of reasoning. And now this is important in religious life because that's going to be a temptation for us to think on the human natural level, and that our superiors aren't really communicating to us the will of the Immaculate, especially when we meet up with failure. Okay? Don't fall into that. Our Lady has a plan. And so, she says the same thing. She doesn't resolve the problem. She says, do it again tomorrow. Right? So this is the way that Our Lady thinks and reasons and deals with us. She wants us to go and put all our efforts into it, even if we meet up with failure. And so it's finally, after the second failure, we know St. Juan Diego tried to avoid Our Lady, and she came and met him, and she said, listen and understand, my humblest son, there is nothing to frighten and distress you. Do not let your heart be troubled, and let nothing upset you. Is it not I, your mother, who is here? Are you not under my protection? Are you not fortunately in my care? Okay, and so this is as well the message that Our Lady has to all souls who are totally consecrated to her. She says, go and put all your efforts into this. But she doesn't want us to forget that nothing should frighten or distress us, not even failures, okay? That our hearts should not be troubled, that nothing should upset us. And why? Because she is our mother who is here, that she has control over everything. And if she wants it done, it's going to get done. Okay? And guess what? We have a church on that hill today because Our Lady wanted it done. And Saint Juan Diego is canonized today. He's a saint because he put all of his efforts into it and he trusted in Our Lady. And so really very, very appropriate to renew vows, to renew total consecration on today's feast, to remind ourselves of these truths. Okay, what a beautiful thing to belong entirely to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Okay, to be in the crossing of her arms. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.